Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, the number one radio station dedicated to the ladies of the rainbow community. You got me, KC, your host, calling from Richmond, Virginia, on the line with my co-host.
Y'all already know who this is. This is Teddy calling from out of that 757 Norfolk, Virginia area. What's good?
What's good, Teddy? How you doing today, man?
I am blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
Man, bless is not the word. Bless is not the word. Beyond sexy, that's what I am. Hey, whoa. Shut up. You know, I had to be extra. I had to be a little extra.
You had to be extra, man.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Pineapple.
It's okay, man. Shit, okay.
All right, don't be doing that freaky stuff on the phone because, you know what I'm saying, these ladies do not need to know what we do behind closed doors. You get what I'm saying?
OMG.
I'm going to throw your booty after the show, though. So, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, but God. Go get you some, man. I'm getting the belt.
Get the belt. Look, man.
Oh, my God.
Look. But look, Teddy, look. Check this out. And all the ladies that's on the line, I see it's a lot of y'all tonight. I guess everybody's really, really going to be tapping into this topic tonight. This topic's going to be off the chain. Before we do that, I got some good news. Fridays at She Zone is back up and running. We will be starting each and every Friday. Each and every third Friday. Don't kill me, ladies. At the same spot, 207 West Broad Street, Richmond, Virginia. So that means She Pride is in effect. And each and every month, we're going to be bringing a heavy hitter here. So I can't tell you who's coming for November, but all I'm going to say is be in the building. 207 West Broad Street. That's it. All right, tonight's topic is what? Tell me, what's tonight's topic, Teddy?
Can social media ruin relationships?
You're damn right. Oh, I wasn't supposed to. I'm sorry. Look.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. Oh, look, we're going to get into how I feel about it later. But we're going to let Teddy tell y'all ladies exactly how she feels about social media and how it can affect relationships.
Well, my two cents is this. It can if you let it. I mean, you got to have trust in a relationship. You shouldn't, you know, if you in a relationship with someone and they go on your page and they see somebody flirting with you or whatever, they shouldn't take it to the extreme. But if it gets too far, they have every right, you know what I'm saying, to question it. But if you and your partner have that trust, that understanding, that they know they don't have nothing to worry about and vice versa, then you shouldn't let the social media, you know, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or whatever, ruin what you and that person is trying to build. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's definitely how, you know, a little bit of how I would say about it. Point blank period. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I'm going to keep it 100 with everybody that's on the line listening and on the airways, on the line, and online. You know, we've got three different ways that you can listen. But I'm letting you all ladies know straight out of KC mouth how I feel about this. Girl, let me tell you ladies something. Straight up. Let me go ahead and put my wig on. I got to swish my hair to the side, and I got to drink me some Kool-Aid right quick because this is a touchy topic. This is a touchy topic. Can social media destroy relationships? No. Because how the hell can Facebook just say, hey, I'm coming for you? No, you destroy relationships.
Say it again. I don't think they heard you.
I'm going to say it again. One more time. A social network cannot ruin a relationship. The people involved is what ruins the relationship. It's
mm-hmm.
you, per se, okay? Me and you, Teddy, we together. They all know we together. We touch each other booty all the time. Look, me and Teddy, we together, right? So me and Teddy get into an altercation. I can't stand you, you old big teddy bear, you big-head moose. You know what I'm saying? Me and Teddy get in the con. We get up, man, something, you know, real heated, right? And then Teddy go on her page and say, I can't stand that big black wallaby of a KC. F she's on and do all this. Look, so you already know I'm going to retaliate because she's not going to be talking about me like that. And we just had sex last night. We probably had sex 5 minutes before she put that up there.
Oh,
God. You know, sometimes, look, because you know sometimes sex can make you put some stuff on Facebook. You be like, man, damn, I love my baby. But, like, in 25 minutes, I can't stay in that bitch.
Stay in that
about to break up. Man, I'm taking back the ring. You don't post the ring. You don't post it. You done slit the ring in half and everything on Facebook. Nah, can't no Mark Zuckerberg, whatever his name is, Twitter, and everybody else did not sign a contract and say, hey, we're going to create these sites so people can break up. It's the ignorance of us that breaks up our relationships. And I don't care what nobody say on this line. You have posted something about your boo on your Facebook. It might wasn't to them. I think the biggest thing to break up relationships today that got something to do with the social media is them subliminal-ass messages, them posts. Not the ones that you blunt. You know, that's cool because I like blunt people. You blunt with me, hey, we can, you know, then we can talk about something. But if you post on your page, man, you know, love is here. Don't be in the mix with no big, stupid people because we already know that you just called me a big, stupid person in bed last night. So I already know you talk about me, girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
It's
people,
true, though. It's
but
true.
You get me, though, right?
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, it's true.
You get me.
People do that.
I'm tired of it, though. I'm so tired of dealing with these women, okay? This is real talk. And I know people could go say amen when I finish this. I'm so tired of messing with women that every time we go through something in our relationship, the whole world know is FKC, FG-Zone, F-Teddy and her chicken wings. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, look, straight up. No. That's childish and that's immature. And you know what? We the bigger dummies because we deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So all I'm going to say, my piece of it is, start checking these women that you're dating. Before you start getting in a relationship with them, you need to find all these women childish, first of all. Because I know I am. My next girlfriend, I'm going to make sure she's childish. She ain't, nothing on her is childish. I can't mess with no childish person ever again. Because if they childish, and if you know it, they talk about Tom, Dick, and Harry, they're going to go on Facebook and talk about you. What makes you the excuse? And that's all I'm going to say about that. So I'm going to ask y'all ladies right now, this is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to press the number one because I want to talk to you ladies. And me and Teddy want to talk to you because we want to know your input on can social media break up relationships. Teddy, this is going to be good, man. I can't wait to hear what the ladies got to say. So we got a 757 person on the phone, 757-610. The topic is can social media break up relationships? Talk to me.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. Y'all is funny, first of all. But I tell y'all, I don't think social media can destroy nobody's relationship. Just like you said, only they can destroy themselves. Because what they put up there, how they act, social media is just what it is, social media. They get up there, they looking for Other people get up there and look for y'all business, laugh at it. So if they put their business up there, that's just because they put their business up there, not because nobody else. They can't break y'all up. So they need to stop thinking, and they need to stop saying, oh, Facebook woke us up because you was up there talking to another girl. If they talk to another girl there, they can talk to another girl in the street. That's y'all. That's between y'all two. So, no, I disagree. It can't destroy a relationship.
I know that's right. What is your name, sweetheart?
You said what?
What is your name?
Antoinette.
Y'all heard it, girl. Mm-hmm. 757 told you, best girl. She said, it cannot. Have you ever been through this? Have you ever been in, like, in a situation where this is happening?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, but just like I said, how can Facebook break you up? That's ridiculous. Cause it is what it is, Facebook.
Exactly, girl. Facebook.
Or Instagram or Twitter.
Okay, well,
yes, Instagram or Twitter. It's just what it is. It's not your relationship. Your relationship is between two people, not no Facebook, not no Instagram, not no Twitter. It's what you put up there.
Mm-hmm.
So how can it break you up? Huh?
Exactly, Mama. You got it.
Well,
you got
funny,
what you laughing at, girl? What you laughing at? Hmm?
Hey,
Patty. Hey.
You don't even know who I am, do you?
I know who you is.
All right. All right, y'all. Y'all have fun.
All right, thank you. All right, you code 267-471. What is your input on can relationships? I mean... Can social media destroy relationships? Oh, and ladies, press on number one. Come on now. I want to hear what you got to say. All right. So 267-471, talk to us and tell us how you feel about social media and the breakups of the relationships.
I don't think that social media, any social media network can break up a relationship. It depends on the people. It depends on how they choose to go about displaying whatever they do for each other. Facebook is not for everything. So if people feel like that's what they want to, you know, where they want to share their feelings besides with the person that they're in a relationship with, that's sad.
Right. Have you ever been through this?
No, I never been through that.
So you telling me in your last relationship or in your relationship, your boo ain't get online and was like, she get on my nerves?
No, I never have to deal with that. If she did, like, it wasn't a problem,
Oh, okay. And where are you calling from, 267?
Philly,
stand up. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for taking the time for calling out. She's on radio. Don't go anywhere because we got She's On Out the Dock coming up next, okay?
Okay.
All right, ladies. Ladies, come on, press the number one. I want to know how you feel about social media destroying relationships. Don't be scared to talk to me and Teddy. We do not bite.
No,
we do not bite.
I don't bite. Mm-mm.
Don't bite.
You bite, but I don't.
I'm not biting nobody. You hear what I'm saying? There's too much stuff
I ain't
going
nobody
on, girl.
Either.
I might bite somebody and catch something.
Oh, Lord. I ain't trying to take you to the hospital tonight. No, not tonight. I ain't taking you to the hospital tonight. No.
I don't want to go to the hospital. No.
Mm-mm. Have me up in there cracking on them nurses. No.
No.
You know the
look,
craziest.
We be having the radio station up in the hospital. I ain't lying, man. Look,
they're going
real, real talk. We do. Oh, gang, we got somebody. Area code 415-671. Talk to us. Can social media destroy relationships?
Wow. Hi, Teddy. Hi, Casey.
Hey.
Hi. How are you guys?
All right, and you?
Do you know who this is?
The voice sounds familiar.
Real familiar.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I know who it is.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. How are you guys?
All right.
I'm wonderful. Wonderful.
Good. I just want to say hi. Oh. Teddy, I want a hug. So give me a hug the next time you see me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Casey, I want to hug you. Casey, I want to hug too.
Okay, I got you.
All right, cool. I just want to say hi to the both of you.
Thank you.
Do I have to answer the question?
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay.
You still got to ask the question.
Pretty much.
I think yes and no, maybe. I don't know. I think yes because then a lot of people get on it. You know what I mean? It's like you put it on, like, let's say you put it on Facebook or Instagram, and then you got your homies calling you and texting you, oh, hell no, da-da-da-da, what you gonna do? Then they, you know, so yes and no. It depends. It depends how strong you are and how influenced you are by other people. So, yeah.
That's a good answer. That's definitely a good answer. Because, you know, now that you put it like that, because it could be a reason you break up. You know, it could be a reason that you break up. But definitely can't be, you know, Facebook can't say, hey, break up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Instagram said, like this post to break up. No.
Yeah, like this post to break up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dislike, you know.
Dislike this person because they broke up with this person. No.
Look, share the picture. We broke up. I don't know. It's just too much. Tweet that bitch. No, I just can't get it. You know. No.
Wait, retweet. I just broke up.
Retweet.
What? You did who?
And I favorited it. I don't know. I just don't get it. You know. Repost. I'm not. I don't know.
Pineapple.
Hashtag.
I know.
Hashtag.
I'm gonna send her to this group. Control all delete. You know, I just don't know. I just don't get it. You know, I don't know. But well, thank you, Miss Lady, for calling in. Do not go anywhere because it's about to get freaky now. You know, this is about to get. She's on out the dog. So.
Oh my.
You know what? So since you're right here, why don't you go ahead and pick the topic?
Oh,
get freaky. You gotta get down and freaky though. You gotta get dirty.
Oh Lord,
freaky. I know I ain't freaky.
Yes, get freaky.
I am an angel. I don't know what y'all talking about.
I'm not an angel.
And
I'm ready to talk dirty. So
I'm an angel.
I'm an angel.
I am an angel. I have to be a good boy. I am a good boy. Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm just gonna say I'm an angel. And I'm innocent, and, you know.
That's it.
Well, hold on. I got a question for you then. Okay, this is the question for you and for anybody else. This is going to be the she's on after that topic. Do you, you know, while you're getting pleased down below oral sex, right? And most people call it head, you know. The new century is head. You know what I'm saying? So when you're getting head, right, do you prefer, we're going to talk about the clit because I love the clit. Something about the clit to just make you want to grab somebody and kill them. You know what I'm saying? But look, now, do you prefer your clit to just be licked? Or do you like it to be sucked? Or do you like both? Which one? Tell me. You're like, what?
You know, it depends. I think it really depends on my mood. Sometimes I think less.
So let me ask you another question. Or do you like it to be done in a suckle of motion at the same time?
Can we put all three combinations together?
Yes, I'm talking about, baby. That was the last. That was the last one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I think
you like all of it at one. Like,
yeah, it depends. It really depends. You have to, like, you know, it depends. It depends. What kind of, how freaky I want to be, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
And how I want it, you know, Aiden. So.
Do you tell? Ooh, everybody's gonna have their own question. So, do you tell your partner or whoever, you know, your boo thing or cuddy buddy or whatever? Do you tell them?
I like to grab,
like, how you want it. Like, do you, like, if they're doing it wrong, do you show them?
Yes, of course. I need to make sure that I'm, you know, satisfied at all times. So, I like, if you're not doing it right, I like to guide you and I like to let you know what you. You know, what spot you miss. So
let me ask you another question. Do you like wet lips?
You can
interview me. Like a wet mouth? Do you like a wet mouth, or do you prefer to let your pussy make their mouth wet?
I think I have an effect on people, and they get their mouth wet. So, you know, you should interview me one day. You could talk a little bit deeper about this.
Uh-oh. Man, let me put a scissor. Look.
Jesus,
Jesus. All right. Yes,
no,
interview. That's what I'm talking about. She's going to have a dog, baby.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. How you doing, Ted?
I am wonderful. Thanks,
oh,
mommy.
Lord.
Oh, man. Oh,
I don't forget the question. Look, don't go nowhere. So we all look. Don't come. I'm gonna come back to you.
Why?
I'm coming back to you. I promise you. I'm coming back to you.
Don't come back.
Mute me.
All
right, I'm gonna mute you. All right. Well, thank you for calling She's On Radio. Thank you for calling She's On Radio. Definitely, call back. No, you can just stay on the line. Stay on the line. I'm coming back to you. All right. Just, Lord.
No.
All right. All right. We'll go back up. Let's see. We're gonna go back up. Where my man gone? How you doing, Fred?
Lord, come back. Come back. All right,
I'm back.
Bring
it
back.
I'm back. Area code 757-610. The spotlight is on you. I got a couple questions for you, 757-610. Because I want to know this is exactly how freaky you can be. do you like, let's see, do you like your salad toast? Do you like a tongue in the crack of your ass?
Yeah.
I mean, so do you like to ride the tongue? And the crack of your ass, or do you prefer to just sit still and let the tongue just glisten up and down your ass? What you want?
I like to please mommy.
No, that's right. So do you like the wry face?
Sure, I do.
So
I love it.
Do you prefer to wry face from the front, from the back? Or do you like to do windmills on the face?
Windmills, really?
Yes, windmills. Now, a windmill, when you position your pussy on the face and you just spit on that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna have to stretch before you do all that shit.
Oh, yeah. You
meditate,
a freak know what I'm talking about, because I know some ladies doing this one right now, like, oh, I did a windmill before I did it.
Ended up in the emergency room for their rehearsal. 911 on standby.
Yes, I'm telling you, man, the windmill is it. I love when a woman do the windmill on my face. It is awesome.
Wow.
I'm trying to tell you. So do you like to do splits on the face? Because we're talking about you on the face right now. So do you like to do splits on the face?
I have done one before. I just do what I need to do to please you on with. You know, that's just whatever it takes, whatever it is. I'm gonna please her just because I get pleased back. So I like to make you happy, so I'm gonna do what I need to do to make you happy. Make you come back for more.
Okay. You hear that, Teddy? We talk to you.
Hey, I ain't hear nothing. I was watching the Geico commercial.
Hump day.
Oh, God.
Yes, this is getting freaky, honey. Lord.
You
are
yourself over there.
Oh, yeah, I'm in control. Ooh, a good question for the next person.
Go take a cold shower.
Now we talk about control. Because 267,
oh,
she's out there. Get it?
OMG.
But don't you go on the
go
west 757. I'm coming back to you, all right? I don't need you to think a little freakier for me, okay? Because the next time, I'm going to get y'all to ask me and tell you some questions, all right? So don't go on the way, all right? Don't go on the way, baby.
All right.
267, since we're talking about control, baby, I need to know, do you like to be in control or would you rather your partner be in control? When it's time
either
to get down, So either or. So you're the femme, correct? Right? You're the femme, right? I said you are the femme, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me ask you a question about control. Your topic is about control. So, have you ever strapped up on your girlfriend before?
I strapped up on somebody before, but it wasn't my girlfriend.
Was she a stud or something? Oh, no label or what? She was a stud. Did she like it?
She actually convinced me to do it to her.
Right. High five to that stud, whoever you are. You are the man. did you like it? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
You did enjoy it. Did your pussy get wet? Did your pussy get wet, though?
Yeah, of course.
Did you like the way that strap was beating up against your clit? How you was beating up in all of her walls?
Oh, goodness gracious. This sounds like a porno.
Lord.
Now I want to answer the question. Did you?
Yes.
So your pussy did get wet. So let me ask you a question. When you are, you know, giving whoever that you are giving, you know, if you're in control, you're in control tonight. So when you are pleasing whoever you're with, do you sometimes play with your pussy?
I would. But
you would.
I would, but I would want them to watch me do it.
You want them to watch you do it? So does that turn you on?
No, I was waiting for it to turn them on.
I mean, well, I'm saying, if you're playing with your pussy, why isn't it turning you on too?
It is, but I would expect for it to turn them on also.
Well, it's going
to
turn them on now. They dumb as hell. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, you okay, Teddy? You awake? Wake up. Wake up, Teddy.
I'm up, man. I'm good. I'm being quiet.
Yeah,
I am being
off the chain, ain't
it? It's off the chain. I got to go pray before I go to sleep. Jesus, take the
Oh, look, you know I was like, look, I'm going hard, and I'm going to need the ladies to go hard. We all got to go home, because She's on radio is definitely the radio station that you will not hear in your car. I'm trying to tell you because we get it on and popping right here. Because I want to know another question. Now that you, I know that you are in control. Do you like bondage? Do you like to use the whips and the chains and tie your girl up to the bed and things like that?
Yes, it depends on who I'm with.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome. All right, 267, don't go nowhere because now for the ladies, I mean, all right, we got another caller. Okay, area code 240, 267, don't go nowhere, okay?
Okay.
All right, 240, 210. I have some freaky stuff to talk to you about.
Hello.
How you doing?
What's good, Casey? What's good, Teddy?
What's good?
This Chris, man.
What's up?
What's good, man? I had to call in. I've been listening, you know. I had to make sure I showed my love, you know.
I heard that, man. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh,
for
yeah,
being
it's definitely on for the 15th, too, my nigga.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, I was telling them. I was telling them that it's going down, man. That, yo, ladies, this is one of the birthday people. Y'all need to come to support. It's going to be crazy in there, man.
Definitely
going to be crazy
definitely.
In there.
We already talking about getting a hotel for the weekend. It's going
yes.
down.
Oh, watch
yes,
out there, man.
Yes, it's going to be crazy. We talking about people on the wall flying around doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Yes. It's definitely crazy.
And like always, you know me, I got to come in this joint, show my love, so I figured I, you know, got to talk to my bro real quick. See what we got going on here with the ladies, you know.
Yes, yes, because you know about the actual question, right? Because, you know, it's not good for it to be a whole bunch of fams on the phone. And
that's what I'm saying.
We surrounded by fams, so, you know what I'm saying? I got to ask you a question, man. It's your turn.
All
right. It's your turn. Yes.
What's
yes. Ain't right there. Her turn. So, do you prefer, would you let another femme strap you? I'll be honest.
All right, well, because I've been asked that question plenty of times, but I would feel it had to be the right female, to tell you the truth. Like, this got to be probably like the female I'm going to marry. You feel me? It's got to be like that type of trust. I've never been there before. I've been asked plenty of times, but. Nah, but with the right female, I can definitely see myself, you know. Hey, I ain't going to lie. I'm a freaky motherfucker. I try anything once. You feel me?
Heard
that.
Thank you for that real-ass person, man. You know what, man? It's so many doms out here, AGs, butcher studs, bulldaggers, whatever their name want to be, that'll sit right here and will lie on this phone. And 9 times out of 10 last night, they got strapped last night. What you lying for?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a good topic. Yes. Ooh.
Yes, it
is. I'm about to go load that up in December.
Pineapple.
We got a name for them around my way. We call them marshmallows.
Yes.
Marshmallows.
Like, if you like penetration, you are a woman. You know what I'm saying? You are a woman. So, you mean, for real, we're designed for like penetration. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that we all want to be strapped away, but some people just don't do the dick or whatever, but I'm just saying, though, it's for enjoyment. It's not even a dick. It's a toy. You know what I'm saying? It just grows like that.
At the end of the day,
we all women, and we all like to be pleased. You feel me?
Yeah, if it was something the girl that I'm with, and I'm trying, you know, we plan on getting married and all this, if that's something that's, like, she really, really wanted to do, and I know if she would take pleasure in it, then I would make that sacrifice for her. That, at the end of the day, that's what it is for me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? It's about making my girl happy. It ain't you.
Right.
But not that's something I did or that's something I'm comfortable with. I know that'll make her happy. She'll be pleased.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Heard that. See, I like realness. I like realness. You know what I'm saying?
I say, you know me, man.
It.
You the party with me. You know I'm real.
Oh, yeah. I know you
I get down when you get down.
I know you real. Yes, sir. We had a lovely party, didn't we?
She pride was off the goddamn hook.
Lord.
Yes.
I'm letting y'all know, if y'all want a She Pride 2013, you will need to be there in 2014.
2014,
goes down. Definitely. Yes, 14 is going to be off the meat rack. I'm talking about females everywhere. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We not on the beach or nothing like that, but hey. For us not to be on the beach. We made our own beach.
We sure did. Took that motherfucking hotel over.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Amen.
It's off the chain, man. Off the chain. I can't leak out who's going to be there. One person I will leak out. A lot of y'all, man, bagging me. We need more fams. Okay, I heard you. Most definitely, Philly's finest will be there, because y'all been bagging me for her. Y'all been bagging me, hey, KC, you going to look up Seduction? Oh, I see Seduction, goddammit. Okay. She will be she will be in Sheep Pride 2014. So I'm mean, look, Seduction, we got Poison, you know what I'm saying? Y'all been bagging on Poison, y'all been bagging on Seduction. They will be in the building, you know what I'm saying? It is going down. 2014. Can't tell everybody else. We'll leak it out a little later. I'll leak it out. But just know we got some heavy hitters. Even a celebrity. I can't tell you too much. Ooh, I want to tell you.
Not right now. You got to hold it in, girl. Hold it in. Can't tell them all.
I can't tell you. All I'm going to say is be there. www.sheeppride2014. I can't tell you the rest. I'll leak it out. Tickets will be on sale November 1st. It's going down. Hey, wipe me out. Hey, that's what I'm going to say. Yeah. I can't tell y'all no more. We talking nasty. My shit on that way. Yeah, damn. Yeah. But, yeah, thank you so much, bro, for calling in, man. I'm about to grab on to the next person right quick.
I stay on here and listen, you know.
Stay on and listen, man. All right. Thank you so much, bro.
All right.
Area code 415. I'm scared to click on this one. 415.
Pineapples.
615. You are the last caller for tonight. I told you, I promised you that I will be back to hit you back. Right? Unless somebody else got something to say. You know what I'm saying? But here, this is the next. We only got 6 minutes. So I'm going to give everybody a chance to ask me and Teddy a question. Here we go. We're going to start at 415-671. Talk to us. Ask us the question that you want to know. And get dirty with us, baby.
Oh, my. No. Go ahead. Ask the next question. I want to ask.
Go ahead. Ask us a question. So are you ready?
You guys could ask me a question.
You gotta ask us a question.
Come on. Ask me a question.
You gotta ask us. Come on, that's the rule.
No, I have no questions to ask
you. Come on, you got a question for KC or for Teddy. Come on.
No, I don't.
You don't? That's not right.
Nope.
That's not right. Ask us something, anything.
I'll keep my questions to myself.
Ask your question.
No question.
Go ahead. Don't keep them to yourself, baby. Stop being
a fan. No, I will. I will keep them to myself.
Okay.
Good night.
She ain't want to tell us, man. That's messed up. I'm ready to scream.
So
I know, right? 757-610. You got the spotlight, baby. Ask me and Teddy a nasty question.
OMG.
Well, I don't know how nasty this is, but y'all talking asking all the same questions. Okay, y'all answer one of the same questions y'all asked was how do y'all like to get teased?
How do we like to get eight?
Please. How do y'all, what, please, y'all, what, give y'all.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Teddy. You go ahead, talk.
Teddy has no comment at the present moment.
What's
Teddy ain't got no comment.
I see. You might have cried over here.
No comment. Please, sis.
No comment. I see.
I got an answer too.
Yep.
Pineapples. How do I like to get pleased? I like to get pleased any way to please you. I'm not a touch me now, so touch me. Touch me now.
Oh, Lord.
Touch me, girl. Touch me. Touch me now.
Get
what you're doing.
Did you
move your hand? Touch me. Yes.
Well, I enjoyed our conversation tonight. Looking forward to that very much.
Yes, next week is going to be up. Next week, I can't tell y'all all the good news, but by December we will be a 2-hour show. All the guests we got coming in, but we got some guests. Season 1 was crazy. We had all the people. We had everybody, celebrities and some more things. So this season right here is going to be even better, so I'm going to tell you. You're going to want to tune in, and you're going to want to share this number with all your friends, because it's better when we have all our friends together.
All right.
Good night. All right, baby. Thank you so much. All right, 267, talk to us. Ask me and Teddy something freaky. We ready for you. We got 5 minutes, ladies. 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay, Casey and Teddy. What would your typical romantic night be, other than movies, dinner, and like a walk in the park or something?
Go ahead, Teddy.
Oh, shoot. I have no idea. My mind just went blank. That's not cool. Shit. I know what I want to say. I wouldn't necessarily take no walk in no park. I'd take a walk along the beach at night with some nice music playing, shoot, on my phone or whatever. Just take a nice long walk on the beach and talk about whatever's on my girl's mind and vice versa and go from there.
Okay. Casey.
Oh, it's my turn. Me.
yes, sir.
My ideal of romance is nothing more than being us as one. I feel like that I love to eat. Do she like to eat? She better like to eat because I like to eat. We going out to eat. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't take her to no normal restaurant like McDonald's. You know, some people like McDonald's, take their booty to McDonald's. I wouldn't take my girl to McDonald's or, you know what I'm saying, something like that. Like, I would take them somewhere exotic that most people don't go, like maybe like sushi or, you know, Japanese cuisine, or maybe like a real fancy Italian restaurant, something that can be, you know, we both can be. Have it as a great memory in the back of our mind. Then after that, I like what Teddy said about the beach, but I'm more of like, I want to go like on the canal walk. You know, something where it's good, you know, it's a lot of people, but it's still us. You know what I'm saying? It's still just me and her. We can walk around. She might even get scared. I can keep her company and keep her warm. Come here, baby. There ain't nothing but a cricket. What you scared of? You know what I'm saying? I'm more like that. They maybe go to my house, bump paying $10 for a movie that you know that, hey, we can go home and watch a classic. You know? We can watch a classic, drink some wine, and really get into that masturbation that I love. You know, getting to know the mind. Fucking my mind first. Because you're not touching my body if my mind is not fucked. That's real talk. So I need my mind fucked. I need my mind fucked good. Just to see if we can continue tomorrow. Was that good enough for you, baby?
Yeah, that was it. I like that. The both good answers.
Oh yeah, me and Teddy, we are romantics. We are we love that.
I was about to say that, General Scott.
Oh yeah, we take care of ours, baby. We are very a lot of our breed don't open and close doors. You know, we still open and close doors for you because we know the value of being a woman. I'm gonna treat
gotta
you
treat
like
them
I
like
want
a queen.
To be treated. You know,
gotta treat them like a queen that they are.
Exactly.
If
love
you don't, somebody else will.
Hey, say it again. One more time.
If you don't treat them like the queen they are, another person will, trust.
Exactly. So you better hold on to that good woman that you got. You know what I mean? But definitely, ladies, we are at our peak. Again, she's on Fridays that she's on. We'll be kicking back up to 14. Friday the 15th. I'm sorry. Celebrating pause.